Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So yesterday, I got briefly excited because I thought all of these moments of me saying Travis Kelce's going to play forever. Mm-mm. He's going to play till he's 40. I didn't say 40, but like he's going to play into his late 30s. Look at Tony Gonzalez and how productive he was at 38 years old. Then I see the initial reports that say Travis Kelce signed a 2-year extension. Oh boy, here we go. He's under contract till he's 38. Man, not quite. That whole thing was a lie yesterday.
Mixed reporting, to say the least. Tom Pelissero and others kind of got some bad info initially. And when the news happened at 1:30 or so yesterday, we came back from break. We're like, hey, Ian Rappaport's saying that source telling him Travis Kelce signed a 2-year extension. We're like, wow, that's makes him the highest paid tight end. They do the years. Yeah. We even said at the time, though, even with the two, if you were here, you would have disagreed, I think. But at the time, I said the 2 years part doesn't matter. I don't think that means he's playing for 4 more years. Then we find out a half hour later that it wasn't an extension at all. They just took care of him. That's what this is, right? This is the Chiefs.
This is Salvador Perez
taking care of a player that has meant so much to the team on and off the field, a player that helped them financially at times when they needed some flexibility over the years with restructuring his deal. You can't put in the words necessarily the value on and off the field. There's not a dollar figure on and off the field, and this was before the Taylor Swift relationship, that he has brought to the organization from a marketability. And now they have taken care of him. He's the best tight end in football. He's going to go down as the greatest tight end in NFL history. And to me, I view it as, hey, Cody, let's enjoy these 2 years.
And it's done?
You know, there was a clip yesterday when Travis was actually signing the contract on social media the Chiefs put out. And the exact phrasing, I don't know if we have the audio in the system, but basically he mentioned ready for these next 2 years. And I think that's what we're looking at. Enjoy the next 2 years. Highest paid tight end in football, 2 more years to give it a go. He'll be, what, 37 by the time the 2 years are up or something like that. I think this is, look, this is the 2-year run, man. This is the 2-year stretch. Can they three-peat? Can he get another ring? Can he continue to chase Tony Gonzalez's yardage mark? 2 years to go and do it. And hopefully he's healthy throughout the 2 years, and we can see. I think this is about 2 years, and that's why this thing got done as well.
Sad to report. And yeah, he's 34 now, which means he'll be 36 when the contract. He'll be 37 when the contract's over because he turns 35 in October. It just kind of depends on how you look at it.
Okay.
He'll technically be 36 when the contract's over, but he'd have to be 37 to keep playing. I think he's done in 2 years.
Yeah. How can you not, like, the way it's phrased, too, I think, with the contract?
Yeah, I want to view it different. You know that my stance has been this. But I also think when I started saying that a couple of years ago, his life was a lot different. When I thought he would play football forever, that's because his level of play, to me, still hasn't really dropped off. I understand last year he ended up with less yards, but I thought that was a little bit of the injury stuff at the beginning and then him just choosing not to go for the 1,000 yards there in the final week of the season. I still think he'll be a 1,000-yard guy this year. He might be a 1,000-yard guy each of the last 2 years of that contract. I think the only thing I would say is I wouldn't put it at 100% because I think the way they structured this contract at least gives him the choice to be like, hey, if you decide you want one more year at the end of this, Travis, we could just keep paying you the money that's technically on the books that is non-guaranteed and rework it in a way that makes sense. But because of the success of his podcast, his very serious relationship with Taylor Swift, and a million other life reasons, like wanting to make sure you can walk, and how his brother eventually decided to hang it up, my guess is we have 2 years. 2 years left of Travis Kelce to enjoy. That stinks. That's not enough, man. I want more. I want more than that. And it's not his, I'm not mad at him about it, but I'm 100% with you that at this point, it is hard to take the other side of you're getting more than 2 years of Travis Kelce. It feels like I have to prepare for the end.
But I do think where I'll give you some credit a little bit is that the next 2 years still has a chance to be pretty productive. Now, I don't know about 1,300 yards productive, but 900 plus yards. Guy was 16 away or whatever it was last year from 1,000. Missed week one. We all know he also decided to sit out week 18 game. And boy, oh boy, did that turn out to be a great decision. He had some time off and he looked like Hall of Fame Travis Kelce again in the playoffs. And so what I'm excited to see is if he goes through an offseason and he's fresh and he's rejuvenated and he gets to even week one this year and doesn't have any sort of injury, the unfortunate bone bruise or whatever he suffered right before the Lions game. If he starts the year healthy, do we see Travis Kelce from the postseason right away? Because we would have to admit, right, during the regular season, he did not look like the Hall of Fame Travis Kelce all year. That's fair. But in the postseason, he sure as heck did.
And, yeah,
and so
absolutely.
Was it just that he wasn't healthy all year because the knee thing set him back? Obviously, the offense was frustrating. I think if you combine a healthy Kelce week one plus the ability to have Rashee Rice, maybe, there week one, and Xavier Worthy, who we're going to talk about in about 10 minutes or so, there's a chance that you could see that Travis Kelce that doesn't have to have as much burden on him immediately in the season and therefore stays healthier longer.
Yeah, it doesn't make, again, the yardage is not going to dictate his total value to the team. We saw his value come postseason time. That does mean they better start looking for answers. Like, that's why when you go back to the draft, and I think one of the bigger surprises coming out of the draft, and I'm sure you guys talked about this yesterday, was that they didn't take more than one wide receiver. Because you're like, look, if you think you've only got 2 years left of Travis floating around, yeah, sure, you got some answers with Rashee Rice, and you went for Xavier Worthy, and you went after some of those guys, but like, you're going to need more than just that to replace Travis Kelce because he does so much for this offense. Besides it rotating around Patrick Mahomes, it rotates around Travis Kelce the second most because of their ability to freelance and all the stuff that comes with it. You could see him getting emotional. His brother retired when he was still playing at a high level. Nobody thought Jason Kelce couldn't play center anymore. He obviously could. He was still one of the best centers in the entire league when he retired. So I don't think even if Travis Kelce goes 1,000 the next 2 years, he's going to look at, you know, what, the 2,400 yards he'd need left at the end of that to catch Tony Gonzalez and be like, well, I better just keep sticking around. He wouldn't even stick around for week 18 to get 18 yards for the numbers. He knows. He's got three rings. If he gets a fourth year in this time, he'll get to go down as the single greatest or one of the, yeah, anyone will sit in the room and make the argument he's the greatest tight end to ever play in the NFL. And most people won't argue with you unless they're just New England Patriots fans.
That's right.
Or in this case, I don't think Chiefs fans would argue with the Tony Gonzalez end because they've seen Travis win the rings and they'll just move on. But it was tough. He's getting emotional about the signing. They took care of him.
Well,
like they
good
should.
For him. I mean, yeah,
he deserves every cent.
He does. $4 million raise this year. He gets the early investing guarantee next year in March. I think it's like the third day of March or something like that. So essentially he guarantees himself 2 years and based off of not even just on-field production, man. Everything he's just meant to the city and to the team. This is one of those, you take care of this guy. It's a no-brainer. I mean, honestly, it's a no-brainer.
Even Brett Veach is the second greatest chief of all time, right? Patrick Mahomes and then Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
The rings matter. Look, Lynn Dawson's on that. He's on the Mount Rushmore, but like when you shake it out, when you're talking about like greatest players in your franchise's history, rings matter. And he's got a whole bunch of them.
I also think, go back a couple years when the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill. Yes, the money was a huge factor, but also there was jealousy from Tyreek Hill. He knew he was never going to be on the same level, viewed in the same level as Kelce and Mahomes. And that was before the Chiefs won a couple more rings. That was before Kelce, you know, was dating one of the most famous people on earth.
That's a whole
you know,
other thing.
All of that. That was before the podcast of his blew up. You know, I think there was some jealousy from Tyreek Hill knowing that he was never going to be as loved as Travis Kelce is in this community.
He has no hope.
And obviously Mahomes. So, this was cool to see yesterday. You know, Brett Veach even acknowledged, like, Kelsey's an outlier. They got some other guys they got to get deals done with, Creed Humphrey or Trey Smith or Nick Bolton. But Travis Kelce is someone, they did it, you know, a day or two after the draft on purpose.
Speaking of Creed Humphrey real quick. One, excellent WWE performance from him and Trey Smith and Patrick Mahomes. We'll play some of that audio later because it was fantastic.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.